Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And last night we saw Merrily We Roll Along.
We did a Sondheim musical for Sondheim's birthday.
Yes, and I'll let you start because you said you went going in, knew nothing about it.
Absolutely. No plot, no music from it, nothing at all. So I didn't really know what to expect other than, of course, a couple of key stars. Which I was most looking forward to, Daniel Radcliffe and
Jonathan Groff,
which, you know, be still my beating heart, both of whom I might say were sensational. But it's a story about friendship. It starts as three old friends are at a point in their relationship where it's all about to dissolve, that they've started going their separate ways and are finding it hard to find the spark, the connection, the whatever that kept them together. And then we roll back to where they met
and we
follow the journey through the years and decades.
It's a fascinating show because of its structure in almost backwards time.
It's a little bit like the last 5 years in some ways.
In some ways. But what I think is interesting about it is if you told this story from the start to the end, it would be a very traditional tragedy story of a breakdown of a relationship.
Yeah.
But by choosing to tell it this way, what it does is when we get to the start of the relationship and we should be happy, we just have this sense of fulfillment, but also heartbreak, knowing we as an audience now know everything that is going to happen over their lives.
Yeah. I think that very often we undervalue friendships as a relationship, that we don't necessarily imagine that people grieve for the loss of a long-loved friend in much the same way as they would grieve for a romantic partner. And what I thought this musical brought out beautifully was just the value of friends in our life and the value of finding time and space to nurture those relationships. It was very touching. It was very beautiful. It was kind of sad. The costumes were lovely. The sets were lovely. Daniel Radcliffe really impressed me in his ability to move, not just dance, although he could do that, but he's just quite athletic and also so, so short.
And I will say this, I think the Sondheimness of it is in that relationship as friends, because Sondheim was a man who did not find a romantic partner till his 60s.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of his life, his most important relationships were his friendships.
Yeah.
And I think this comes out in this deeply personal work. Sondheim described some parts of this show as his most autobiographical work, and you can kind of see it. There's not a one-for-one in there, but there's this beautiful love story almost, but it's about three friends.
Yep.
And I think it does have some classic Sondheim music and some classic Sondheim songs. Franklin Shepherd Inc. is perhaps arguably his best patter song.
It is crazy that, you know, for that was worth the price of admission alone, seeing Daniel Radcliffe perform that little number.
And what's also interesting about the music of this show is because the whole story is backwards, you often get the what would traditionally be the reprise before
you've heard the full version.
So you'll hear this kind of almost a pre-prize, and then you get the reprise, the full version later. It's really interesting musically, structurally, in how it tells its story, and it allows the audience to go, ah, I see what you're doing. This is,
yep,
it's incredibly clever. And I think this, when it opened, flopped. It ran 9 performances and destroyed the working relationship between Stephen Sondheim and Hal Prince, and now is one of the hottest tickets on Broadway.
But let's be honest, is that because it's Merrily We Roll Along by Stephen Sondheim, or does that have a little bit to do with Daniel Radcliffe and Jonathan Groff?
Oh, look, I certainly think that's a part of it, but I think what's interesting is the fact that sometimes the art that we make isn't a hit right away, but it'll find an audience, and maybe that's because of the stars or because of all kinds of things, but if you put your soul into the art that you make, it will find an audience, even if it is not the audience you expect or that you want in the immediate short term.
It was a beautiful thing. At the moment on Broadway, it's the Broadway Gives Week, where at the end of most shows, the cast come forward and say, hey, we're collecting for a charity that supports out-of-work, etc., Broadway actors and AIDS charities. And I felt that I got a sense that the cast actually do really like each other as friends, that there seemed to be a real warmth in their relationship outside the text as well, and I think that that came through too.
And we should mention the third part of this trio is Lindsay Mendez.
She was sensational.
Who is a Tony Award-winning actress in her own right and is a stunning performer. And I think if you go onto the YouTubes, you can find interviews and clips of Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe and Lindsay Mendez doing the press rounds, and it is clear that they genuinely like each other.
Mm.
And I think that comes across and adds to the heartbreak and the pressure that's on them.
Mm. Beautiful show. Short-ish run left, isn't it?
It runs until, I think, July.
But that
was always intended as a limited run, and it has already extended twice.
Yes.
So it's doing fine.
So if you want to see it, you're going to have to get your bum on a plane pronto. That's it for that one.
That's it for that one. We're playing a bit of catch-up.
Rating.
Oh, this is a high distinction from me.
I agree.
We'll be back very soon. Bye-bye.